Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Six to go. Pajewski catches big court. Takes the runner. Good if it goes. He banked it in! He banked it in at the buzzer! Brandon Pajewski with a three ball. And the Warriors will go in the locker room leading 60-47 at the break. Pajewski crossing half court. Let it fly. He made sure that he got it off quick enough. Give it a chance to go in. And Pajewski with a 22-point first half. Going to put the headset on for us. Our electrifying player of the game, Brandon Pajewski, puts on the headset. Hey, Brandon, glad to have you on board. And wow, what a win tonight. Tell me a little bit about this game and your approach coming into it.
Hold up.
Okay.
Can y'all hear me now?
I got you. There you go.
Yeah, I think just making it tough, it's – almost impossible to guard Luka in a drop or in a blitz, kind of somewhat similar to Steph because he's such a good passer and score out of it. So, we just want to keep body on the body, switching everything, and make him play isolation for most of the night. And I think when we didn't foul and we didn't turn the ball over, it was pretty good. And so I think I was just happy with our all-around effort. Shout out to JK. He played super good tonight. And so hopefully we can continue that trend for him as well.
Well, you were in rhythm in that first quarter, my friend. Tell me a little bit about that and coming out of the locker room. Did you feel good? Did you feel like you were going to come out and hit shots like that?
I mean, it's a playoff game, if we're being honest. If we would have lost, we would have dropped to eighth. So just knowing that and knowing, the confidence I have in myself to show up in big games, I just want to play well. And last time we played here, the day after we traded for Jimmy, I laid an egg and played bad. So just want to, redeem myself and also help the team win because, we want to keep climbing them standings. And so to be able to hold on to fifth and get closer to fourth and third, it was our ultimate goal tonight.
Career high, 8 threes, one off your career high, point total of 28. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your defense. Where do you think you're better now than maybe you were a year ago?
Just sliding my feet, understanding how the refs are calling fouls, how the league, looks at fouls and why they're fouls and why they're not. I think just understanding those things and understanding, guys like Luka, guys like Austin Reeves, all want to just get you on their hip and they feel like they got you beat because any contact you initiate, they're just going to, jump into their body. And I think similarly, Jimmy does a good job of that for us as well. So I think just understanding players' tendencies that they're looking for fouls, really, and not really looking to score. And also just seeing how, the guys call games just throughout my, year and three quarters that I've been here.
It's funny you mentioned Jimmy, and see if you agree with me on this. I think that Jimmy's the kind of guy that you really start to appreciate him when you see him night in and night out. I mean, he's amazing.
Yeah. The typical, or not typical, I should say, the all-star level two-way player. Gets it done on both sides of the floor. Steve challenges him to, guard one of the better wings, him or Draymond. And he's always up for that challenge. And then offensively, just super unselfish, almost to a fault. And he loves getting his teammates involved. And I think that's where you've seen, our role guys, me, JK, Moses, Quinn, all thrive from that. And so we've been having, good season since the trade as well.
Well, you had a great night tonight. 8 rebounds tonight, 6 assists. You had a steal, 28 points, I mentioned, with 8 threes. And more importantly, for everything else, you guys got a win. Well done.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you, Brandon. Post-game show continues with yours truly, Tim Roy, here at Crypto.com Arena. The final was 123-116. Warriors win by 7, and they took the lead for good. With 2:51 to go in the first quarter on a made three by Jonathan Kuminga. They would take that lead into the second of 4 points. Then started to roll a little bit in the second quarter. Got to double digits with halfway through the second quarter. It was 40-29. Lakers cut it back down to 6. And the Warriors with 3:15 to go, led by 8, 45-37. They pushed that to 55-39 with 1:48 to go in the half. And They would end the first half with a 13-point lead on a banked-in three by Brandon Pajemski. Made it 60-47. In the third quarter, the Warriors maintained a lead of 10 until 7:17 to go. The Lakers cut it to 8, cut it to 9 for the longest time. And then the Warriors got it back to double digits. Lakers cut it back down to 9 points. But the Warriors got it to double digits. And at the end of the third, though, Golden State led by 11, 88-77. In the fourth quarter, L.A. would make a run late. Warriors led by double digits for most of the night. But then with 5:28 to go, L.A. off a steal by Reeves and a three, cut it to 7. Warriors called a timeout, kept the lead at 9-7, pushing it to 10 at one point. But then after a couple of Jimmy Butler free throws, the Warriors then saw the lead evaporate down to 6, eventually down to 5, but that was as close as the Lakers would get. So in essence, the Warriors controlled this game from late first quarter, threatened only once, and that was late in the fourth quarter. But they closed out a 7-point win they had to have. Because again, as I mentioned before, in the standings, Memphis had won tonight. They're 45-32. Warriors will lead them by a half game for 5. And they lead Minnesota by a half game for 7. If the Warriors had lost, Memphis would have moved up, and also the Timberwolves would have moved up, and the Warriors would have dropped down to 8 because then they'd be tied with the Clippers, and they don't have the tiebreaker with the Clippers. It's complicated, but the Warriors had to win this game, and they did, and they now start a brutal back-to-back. After a 6-game, 13-day road trip, they go home to take on just Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets tomorrow night. And the Warriors take on Denver tomorrow night at 6:30. They finally get a day off at home. That'll be Saturday. And then Sunday, right back at it against the second-place Houston Rockets. 5 o'clock the airtime at 5:30 the tip. By the way, so it's not going to get any easier for the Warriors over the next couple of games. So they've got to find a way to pound this one out. And I can also look at the score sheet, tell you a couple things that jumped out to me. The Warriors out-rebounded the Lakers 46-39. The bench scoring was 26-8, in large part thanks to Jonathan Kuminga, who was really good tonight. 18 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and a block shot. Steph had 37 on the night with 6 assists, and 28 for Brandon Pajemski. And he, as I mentioned, our postgame guest had 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and a steal. Draymond, 8 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, and a block shot. And Moses Moody, double figures yet again for Moses. He had 13 on the night. He continues to be very, very consistent as he has found his niche. It's the 39th time this year that he has been in double figures. He's now 24-4. As a starter. In the fourth quarter, the Lakers took 26 shots. The Warriors took 16, but they only outscored the Warriors by 4. Why? Because the Warriors got to the free throw line. It's a Jimmy Butler effect. Warriors were 10 of 10 in the free throw line in the fourth quarter, and that was huge. Guy Santos should get a nod, too, in this one because he gets all those 50-50 balls. He was a plus 9 in 10 minutes on the floor. Lakers paced by 33 from LeBron James. He had 9 assists. 31 from Austin Reeves. He was on fire in that fourth quarter. 9 of 16 overall from 3. He had 6 rebounds. And then 19.7 assists, 8 rebounds for Luka Doncic. But the Warrior defense on him was good all night long as he was harassed into 6 of 17 shooting from the field.